Day 16, total surrender. Psalm 82, verse 2. Let's read this together. Guard my life, for I am devoted to you. You are my God, Saviour servant who trusts in you. And Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing I've asked of the Lord. This is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Although our calling is important, we must remember that in our desire to fulfill every God-given purpose, it is not our achievements that will finally count, but the depth of our relationship. God loves us and our companionship. We were created for his pleasure, and he delights to see our face. Take a moment to read again the definitions of being devoted at the beginning of this chapter. Does your life express affection, intensity, zeal, fervor, adoration, earnestness, and commitment in your relationship to God? Are you devoted? In these two Psalms, we read of David's devotion to God. The Psalms express intensity and reveal his intimacy. Mother Teresa makes this comment. There is always a danger that we may just do the work for the sake of the work. This is where the respect and love and the devotion come in. Remember that we do it to God, to Christ, and that is why we try to do it as beautifully as possible. If our work is motivated by anything other than our love for God, we could easily become disillusioned or exhausted. We need to keep coming back to the place of worship. My son loves sport, and I often used to watch him train and play. After one match, when the team had won convincingly, the coach first congratulated them on their win and then reminded them that they must never forget the basics. It was these skills that had helped them win the tournament that day. I believe that if we're going to finish like champions, we must never forget the basics of our Christian walk. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, we read, I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of the Lord lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. What is the key to overcoming and finishing our race looking like victors? It will be the result of your life given to a discipline of training your appetites. It will be the time we take to pray, to read the word and to worship. It will be those times when no one knows about, where we choose to serve, make a generous offering, or just pray and fast for a situation. It is in these choices that our callings are sealed and secured. So often, when you have the privilege of looking behind the scenes of a successful life, you will find the hallmarks of sacrifice, love, and devotion. True men and women of God take time to invest in the basics of character development and so are able to leave a legacy of honour. When I attend a funeral and listen to the testimonials given by the family, work colleagues, and friends, it is usually the stories of generosity and kindness that leave the lasting impression. Although achievements are vital, it is the character of the person who has fulfilled the task that tells the greater story. Finally, consider this thought from a president of the United States, Woodrow Wilson. You are not here merely to make a living. You are here in order to enable the world to live more amply, with greater vision, with a finer spirit of hope and achievement. You are here to enrich the world. You impoverish yourself if you forget this task. So let's pray. Father, develop in me a new hunger to spend quality time in your presence. Put in my heart a cry like David that loves time with you. Help me maintain and secure the foundations of character in my life. Help me be devoted to the call you have placed upon my life and not lose affection for you. Teach me to be balanced in my vision for my call and my passion for your name. Let me be one who is known first and foremost as a lover of Jesus. Amen.